This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn. Joey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to do this in person.
In person, in the sunshine, on a beautiful, albeit late spring afternoon here in Swampscott. So we've just watched Swampscott beat Boston Latin in a MIAA playoff game. Just a quick note or two on this game today.
Absolutely. 4-0 final. It was 1-0 for a while, and then three runs in the sixth kind of did the trick for the Big Blue. Jack Spear was phenomenal on the mound. Many might know him as the starting quarterback as well. He had 9 strikeouts. And then, yeah, those three runs later kind of put it at 4-0, and the last inning was just Spear closed it out. So Swampscott's moving on.
Yeah, not a lot of hard-hit balls in this game today, except in that sixth inning. Let off with a double, another hard smack. But other than that, I think both pitchers actually turned in some pretty solid efforts for Boston Latin and for Swampscott, as you mentioned, Jack Spears.
Yeah, yeah, and Coach Joe Caponegro with Swampscott was very happy with both pitchers as well. He credited the opposition as well. And he's ready for tomorrow in the next round, but he did say they were going to have some burgers and some water first to cool down. Nice little cookout on the diamond, but they'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, a little cookout on the DeFelice diamond. I don't know, this could be the very first meal actually served on the DeFelice diamond here in Swampscott this afternoon. You know, you got more stuff happening with the playoffs, Joey. Tomorrow, Sunday, St. Mary's in action. Any thoughts on any of the other tournament teams?
St. Mary's, admittedly, and Coach Derek Dana will tell you, they've struggled with the bats, but they've got phenomenal defense. I mean, top-notch defense as well as pitchers. I mean, Josh Doney to name one, and they'll be ready to go. I predict a win for St. Mary's Sunday afternoon. And you know what? Big wins yesterday, Friday night for Peabody girls lacrosse, Peabody baseball. They got it done. They're moving on. And I'll give a shout out to Lynn Classical. Baseball is out. They lost Thursday night. But 16 underclassmen on that team and a first-year coach in Leon Elwell. So they have to be holding their heads up high. And Lynn Tech baseball, another strong season, too.
All right. I want you to talk to us about the column that you have in today's item, Saturday's paper, on Kyrie Irving. So who's coming into town with Dallas for the NBA Championship Series in another few days on Thursday night at the Garden for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. So I thought it was a great column. So tell me what you thought about that and your purpose for writing that.
Well, that's good. I'm happy you liked it. I got some some angry reaction on.
You got angry reaction?
No, I mean, just from some friends of mine. But I hopefully the readers liked it. But you know what? I look at the Kyrie Irving situation as, you know, he was 25 years old when he was leading the Boston Celtics. I'm about 25. I am 25 as of last week. So,
being a few years older, I'm just listening to what you're saying, Joey. Okay, I'm a few more years older than you.
The moral of the story is he didn't do everything right, but imagine leading the Boston Celtics, the most storied franchise in your mid 20s. It wasn't easy to do, and I think he'd tell you he probably didn't do everything the perfect way, but what are we supposed to do? Torch the guy for the next 70 years? I mean, he was a good player for us for 2 years. We had a 55-win season under his leadership. He started in the All-Star game when he was with us. And I just, the moral of the story is, you know, does time heal it? I think so. And he's going to get booed. That's expected, you know, like Kobe, like LeBron and everything. But hopefully nothing more happens then.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me spring this one on you here, Joey. Was there a team or somebody that kind of stood out to you this year in a way that maybe you know, didn't necessarily have the greatest year, but maybe did better than expected, something like that, whether it be spring baseball, softball team, lacrosse team. Actually, we got you have a volleyball team at Classical, yeah, High School. That's kind of an interesting story, right?
I'm going to go with Lynn Classical Volleyball. Yeah, that's okay. A good call. So they won this afternoon, Saturday, we're speaking, and that's 2 playoff wins, and they are only in their second season as a program. Coach Chris LeBlanc is doing a great job, so that would be my pick.
So if you figure this math out, if they keep the program going for like 5-6 more years, they're going to sweep for state titles. You know what I mean? They're
going to championship, yeah, under their belts, right? So, no, I mean, it's not easy. 2 playoff wins in your second season, so they're doing something right over in Lynn, and Lynn Tech actually, Lynn Tech volleyball the other night got its first win in the state tournament as well. Caitlin Wechsler, who we know from girls basketball and girls volleyball, so she's a three-way coaching star right now. So Lynn Tech and Lynn Classical will be my picks for volleyball.
All right, Joey, good seeing you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn here on MSONewsSports.com.